姊妹，我们请来读三处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read three portions of scripture.
我们第一处请翻开提摩太后书。
First, the book of 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书，我们读第一章九到十节。
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9 and 10.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按着他的旨意和恩典，这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity.
但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表明出来了，他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
But now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
第二处我们请看罗马书第三章。
Second, let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章我们读23到25节。
We'll read Romans chapter 3, verse 23 to 25.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
Being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
Whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God he passed over the sins previously committed.
最后我们再看以弗所书第二章。
And lastly we'll read Ephesians chapter 2.
第二章我们读第八到第十节。
We'll read from verse 8 to 10.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
第十节这里讲到我们原是他的工作。
Here it tells us that we are his workmanship.
这里这个工作在原文里面更是讲到我们是他手中的杰作。
And in the original language, workmanship here says that we are the work that is in his hands.
那这里叫我们行善，我想行善在我们一般人的思想里面，行善好像就是做好人做好事。
So here when it talks about how we would walk,It is when we people think about how we walk, we think of doing good works, good deeds.
但是这里的行善更是讲到行神的旨意。
But here, walking is actually walking in accordance to God's will.
好，我们圣经就暂时读到这里。
So this temporarily concludes our Bible reading.
开始之前，我们请弟兄姊妹再有一间祷告。
Before we begin, brothers and sisters, let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
我们每一次能够在七日的第一日聚集在你宝座的跟前。
Every first day of the week, when we are able to gather before your throne,
我们的心满了感谢，满了敬拜。
Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving and worship.
因为这一切都是你在十字架上所救赎完成的工作。
Because all of these things are from the redemptive work of your Son on the cross.
把我们这一般本是不堪犯罪的罪人，能够如今蒙了主你自己的恩典，
so that those of us who are sinners, who are redeemed and saved by grace, can come before God's household.
We were
once apart, outside of God's will, separated. But now we are God's people. We are part of God's nation.
We want to
thank you, Lord, for this great redemptive work that has been accomplished in us. When we come here to worship you and to thank you, we also believe that you remember us. We This morning we come before you to wait to hear your words. May your words shed light in our hearts. May your will be revealed to our inner man. So that we can have the enlightening and revelation. So that as we walk this path to pursue after you, we would run after you. So may we walk in accordance to your will. And may your will be done. So that your name may receive all the glory. We give all the glory, praise, and honor to you. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们过去多次的交通。
Brothers and sisters, we've had many sharings in the past.
在第一次的时候，我们讲到神在
So in the Bible, in the first sharing, we've seen that God has an eternal purpose.
神永远的心意呢, 借着圣经, 啊, 把它启示了出来。
And through the Bible, God has revealed what His eternal purpose is.
祂让我们看见神在地上造人。
He lets us see that God created man on earth.
并且恢复了这个天地。
And He created the heavens and the earth.
让人可以在其中居住,
so that man can dwell on the earth.
并且叫人能够, 啊, 被神来完全的得着,
and also so that God can take hold entirely of man.
叫人, 啊, 能够成为, 啊, 神, 与他在基督里联合,
so that man can have this union with Christ.
啊, 让 神不仅在人的当中, 啊, 得到一个安息的所在,
so that God can have a place where He can rest.
祂乐意在人的中间居住来往,
and He wants to dwell and walk among man,
与人有交通,
to have fellowship with man,
并且借着, 啊, 人, 祂, 我们可以与祂的儿子联合的时候, 在宇宙中,
and He also wants us to be united and reconciled to His Son so that we can reign together with Him.
所以弟兄姊妹, 当我们去读圣经, 如果我们把圣经的头两章, 跟圣经的最后两章, 把它读一遍, 这一个启示就非常清楚地显明在那里。
So brothers and sisters, when we take the time to read the first two chapters of the Bible and the last two chapters of the Bible, this truth is made clear.
但是我们知道人在伊甸园里面失败了。
But we know that man in the Garden of Eden sinned.
所以当圣经从创世纪第三章开始,
so that's why from the beginning of Genesis chapter 3,
一直到启示录的第
until Revelation chapter 20,
乃是讲到神如何在失败的人中间仍然继续他的工作。
It speaks of God's continual work through the life of man because of his sin.
他在以色列人中间工作。
His work among the Israelites,
一点一滴的把 他的心意仍然继续的启示出来。
And little by little, he would reveal more of his will to them.
他在新约的圣经里面亲自借着他的儿子来到地上来工作。
And in the New Testament, we clearly see God's Son, Jesus, working on the earth.
圣经告诉我们道成了肉身充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And the Bible teaches us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and he was full of grace and truth.
从来没有人见过神，只有父怀里的独生子把他表明出来。
No one has seen God, only the begotten Son has made manifest of him.
所以神的旨意到了新约的时代，就在耶稣基督里面更清楚地表明出来。
So God's will is made more clear through the life and work of Jesus Christ.
到了启示录最末了，主耶稣第二次要回来的时候，他要在地上成就神啊，他旨意。
So in the last couple of chapters of Revelation, we see that the Lord Jesus will come and accomplish God's will.
所以啊，我们过去把这些主要的点交通给弟兄姊妹。
So we want to share these key points with brothers and sisters.
那我们上一次也再一次提到呢，啊，从亚伯拉罕的身上。
And last time we shared on the life in Abraham.
神怎样在亚伯拉罕身上的带领。
How God worked and led Abraham.
亚伯拉罕蒙召的时候。
That when Abraham was called.
他就遵命出去。
He was called out.
并且呢，他来到迦南地的地方呢，他在那里过一个聚居。
And when he came to the land of Canaan, he lived a life as an alien and a sojourner.
他圣经告诉我们呢，他在地上呢，啊，虽然迦南地是神给他的应许。
And we read in the Bible that the land of Canaan was promised by God.
但是他在那里是过一个住帐篷寄居的生活。
But he lived a life dwelling in tents.
因为他的心呢是仰望那一座神所经营所建造有根基的城。
Because he was looking for the city which has foundations.
那我们从亚伯拉罕的身上呢，我们可以看到许多神对着亚伯拉罕的呼召呢，跟神今天在我们每一位蒙恩得救的人身上的呼召是一致的属灵的原则。
So we can see that through the life and calling of Abraham, it's similar to our calling and life today. It's one spiritual truth.
我们是神所呼召出来的一般人。
We are those called by God.
我们今天虽然仍然活在这个世界上。
And even though we live on this earth today.
但是我们已经是属乎神，不再属乎世界。
But now we belong to God and no longer belong to the world.
我们在地上理当有一个寄居客旅的态度。
And as we live this life on earth, we also have a life of being a sojourner and an alien.
这世界不是我们的家。
That this world is not our home.
这世界不能带给我们属天的安息。
This world cannot give us spiritual rest.
我们的家在天上。
Our home is in heaven.
我们的家是神在那里为我们经营建造。
And our home is with God where he builds us.
神才是我们安息的所在。
And God is whom we find rest.
所以我们看见神在那里为亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，并且要一切同蒙恩典的人在那里经营建造一座有根基的城。
So we see that God, through the life of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all those who are called and saved by God, that He wants to build us up as a city with foundations.
那这一般人呢，蒙神的呼召，他们在地上却过一个属天的生活。
And these people, and those of us saved and called by God, He wants to give us a spiritual life.
圣经告诉我们，他们如果想念地上的家乡，他们还有回去的机会。
That if they desire to go back to their previous dwelling place, they had the opportunity to do so.
但是他们的心深深被神那个永远的心意所吸引。
But they were drawn and captivated by God's eternal love.
他们宁可在地上过一个寄居客旅的生活心，常常思念那数天的家乡。
But rather they desire to live their life as a sojourner and alien, always looking to the city which has foundations.
所以神被称为他们的神。
So God became their God.
神不以为耻。 God did not feel ashamed.
And God did not feel ashamed.
因为当神在那里经营建造的时候,
because when God was building,
他为着他的百姓所存留是那我们眼睛未曾看过，耳朵未曾听见，心也未曾想过的。
That what God was building is far surpasses what our eyes can see, what our ears can hear, and what our minds can comprehend.
在人的这一面, 这一般人, 他们的心跟神一致, 他们也来, 体会神的意念, 神的心思, 他们愿意跟上神。
And in these people, in their lives, they were reconciled with God, and they desired to live a life pleasing to God.
所以, 神想到他们的时候, 神不以他们为耻。
So when God thought of them, he was not ashamed.
换句话说, 当我们的心思, 我们的意念, 如果还以地上事为念,
In other words, when our hearts and minds are set on the things of this world,
然而神却在那里建造一个属天极荣耀, 尊贵的一座圣城, 要让我们这一般人来居住在那里。
And when God has prepared this glorious and beautiful city for us, and He wants us to dwell there,
而我们这一般人反而在地上顾念地上的事, 不顾念天上那一个尊贵荣耀，神的心是何等的失望。
And when we set our minds on the things of this world, instead of setting our minds on the things above, where heaven and this glorious, honorable city is, then God feels ashamed.
所以神真是心。 看到这一般百姓，他心中感到极为羞耻。
So God's heart was truly pleased when he saw that there was this people who set their minds on this future city.
所以这也是给我们一个极大的提醒。
And this gives us a big reminder.
所以我想到这个保罗在腓立比书第三章那里提到。
So I recall what Paul says in Philippians chapter 3.
他对于腓立比的弟兄姊妹，他那里
Where he encourages the brothers and sisters to forget what lies behind and press forward to what lies ahead.
然后保罗接下来他就讲到说，有一般人是基督十字架的仇敌。
And Paul later goes on to say that there are those who are enemies of the cross of Christ.
他们这些人呢，是以地上的事为念。
And these people set their minds on earthly things.
他们的神就是自己的肚腹。
And their God is their appetite.
他们以自己的羞耻为荣耀。
And whose glory is in their shame.
这就是神以这一般人为羞耻。
And it's these kind of people that God feels ashamed of.
所以这些事情但愿主常常提醒我们。
So these things remind us.
神没有弃绝我们。
God has not set us aside.
但是当我们在主回来的时候,
but when the Lord returns,
我们在基督审判台前,
when we come before the judgment seat of Christ,
我们每一个人要把我们地上一切的工作侍奉都带到主的跟前,
all of us need to bring our works and our worship before Him.
当有些人要在主面前得到极大的荣耀跟称赞,
and some will receive great reward and praise from God.
有一些人要在主的面前,
and some will suffer loss.
我想这些图画要常常摆在我们的心中,
I think we need to place these images in our hearts.
让主的光光照我们,
so that God's light may shine in us.
提醒我们,
to remind us,
当我们在地上跟随主还有年日的时候,
that while we still have days to pursue the Lord on earth,
我们能够爱惜光阴,
that we may
redeem the time,
in the midst of these evil days,
好，那我们今天呢，要继续往前交通。
So now we want to continue with the fellowship.
我们今天要来看神达到他永远旨意，他主要支配他这个工作的因素在哪里。
So we want to see now that God has, in regards to this eternal purpose, where does God want to put this emphasis on the work?
那我们从圣经的启示里面给我们看见神工作在达到他永远的旨意里面呢，只有一个方法。
And we see that in order for God's eternal purpose to be accomplished in His work, there's only one way.
那一个方法就是借着十字架。
And that way is the way of the cross.
那十字架呢，对我们来说，好像我们不太能够明白。
And the cross to us may be something that we don't understand.
照理说，神是一个全能的神。
On one hand, God is an almighty God.
神为什么需要借着十字架来成全他的工作呢？
Why does he need the way of the cross to accomplish his work?
所以早晨我们要就着三方面来开始来思想这一件事情。
So this morning through three aspects we want to touch on this topic.
所以第一方面我们要看到十字架乃是神工作的中心。
So we want to see that the cross is the primary way that God works.
十字架是神能够达到他永远心意他所定义的。
And the cross is the way that can please God and that can accomplish His will.
第二方面我们要看到基督并他钉十字架。
And second we want to see the Lord Jesus Christ crucified on that cross.
第三方面我们要看见门徒要背起十字架来跟随主。
And third, we want to see that disciples need to take up their cross to follow the Lord.
只有当这三方面在神的定义里面达到和谐的时候，神的工作自然能够成就。
Only when these three different aspects are met, then can God's will be accomplished.
所以首先我们请弟兄姊妹，我们先来看创世纪第三章。
So brothers and sisters, let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
我们来读三处的经文。
We'll read three passages.
我们先看创世纪第三章，我们读15节。
We'll read Genesis chapter 3 verse 15.
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel.
21节
Verse 21.
耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them.
第四章第三节
Genesis chapter 4 verse 4.
第四节好了，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的子由献上，耶和华看重亚伯和他的供物。
Verse 4, Abel on his part also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of their fat portions, and the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering.
创世纪第三章这里我们看见了当亚当当夏娃吃了分别知善恶树上的果子。
In Genesis chapter 3, we see that when Eve ate from the fruit of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil,
这是神特别告诉他们不可吃的
which is specifically what God told them not to eat,
因为他们吃的日子必定死
because when the day they eat of it, they will die.
那亚当因为爱妻子的缘故他也吃了
and because Adam loved his wife, he also ate.
所以整个人类就犯了罪。
So the entire human race sinned.
那神呢，在那里就首先对蛇说。
So God first spoke to the serpent.
这个蛇呢，乃是魔鬼撒旦的化身呢，来引诱人犯罪。
And this serpent was the instrument that the devil used to deceive man.
所以神呢，就对这个蛇呢。来咒诅他呢，讲到我要叫你和女人的后裔彼此为仇。
So God cursed the serpent and said that he will put enmity between it and the woman.
你的后裔和女人的后裔彼此为仇。
And enmity between its seed and her seed.
神 这一个讲到世世代代为仇。
And this is speaking of a enmity to last for many generations.
然后女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
And that her seed would bruise the serpent on the head, and that the serpent would bruise the seed of the serpent on the heel.
这里很清楚，让我们看见女人的后裔呢，是指着我们主耶稣基督而说的。
And here the seed is speaking of the Lord Jesus.
女人是指着玛利亚。
And the woman speaks of Mary.
这个后裔呢，是玛利亚从圣灵怀孕而生。主耶稣基督道成肉身。
And the seed is the Virgin Mary conceived by the Holy Spirit giving birth to the Lord Jesus.
他是女人的后裔，他是一个完全的人。
He is the seed of the woman, and he is the perfect and complete man.
那这里告诉我们，女人的后裔要伤你的头。
And here it says that the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent on the head.
你要伤他的脚跟
，and the serpent shall bruise him on the heel。
这一个头呢，伤他的头呢，乃是把仇敌完全的打败。
And bruising on the head is speaking of completely defeating the enemy。
但是在这一个激烈十字架上面征战的时候呢，主耶稣被钉十字架，他的脚跟要受伤。
But in this warfare, when the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross, his foot would be hurt.
弟兄姊妹，这里有一幅的图画，十字架的图画已经显在那里。
And here we have the image of the cross already shown.
虽然神在这里没有提到任何十字架一件事情。
Even though God doesn't touch upon any aspects of the cross here,
但是在这里，整个新约圣经所显出来那一个十字架，基督在十字架上面的工作，已经在神的心中向我们显明。
But in the New Testament, the entire and complete work of the cross, which is touched on in the New Testament, is revealed to us here.
那这里讲到仇敌要伤主的脚跟。
And here it says that the enemy shall bruise the heel.
我们知道主的脚呢，在启示录的时候，让我们看见一件极重要的事情。
And we see in Revelation something about the Lord Jesus' feet.
主的脚呢，乃像在炉中锻炼光明的铜一样。
And that the Lord Jesus' feet was like burnished bronze.
他的脚在任何地方行走的时候，所带来的是审判，是洁净。
And that wherever his feet walks, there he brings judgment.
仇敌要逃避神的审判。
And the enemy wants to escape from God's judgment.
他以为在十字架上把主钉死在十字架，他就得胜，他就能够免除永远的审判。
The enemy thought that by crucifying the Lord Jesus, he would escape judgment and that he would escape judgment.
但是他不知道这是一位生命的主。
But he did not know that this is a life-giving Lord.
他从死里复活。
That he resurrected from the dead.
借着死败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
That he overcame the enemy.
魔鬼完全被打败。
And the enemy was defeated.
这是神所定义的。
And this is what God ordained.
这是神对着仇敌借着人这一位完全人的工作。
And this is what God did to the enemy through man's work.
接下来神对着人。
And following, God speaks to the man.
耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
That the Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife.
人犯罪之后。
After man sinned,
当人在地上天起的凉风，他们想要用无花果的叶子来遮身体。
When the man and woman realized that they were naked and ashamed, they decided to use fig leaves to cover themselves.
他们要遮盖身上的羞耻。
They wanted to cover their shame.
不是凭着自己的行为。
Not because of their walk.
works.
Not because of their works.
因为天起的凉风无花果的叶子都掉光了。
Because all the fig leaves had all fallen.
人身上的羞耻照样赤身肉体的显出来。
And man's nakedness and shame was still showing.
神为他们制作一件皮衣。
So God made a garment of skin for them.
只有这件皮衣才能够遮盖他们的羞耻。
Only this garment of skin can cover their shame.
这件皮衣必须有一个牲畜为他们牺牲。
And only this garment of skin was slain.
同样的十字架的工作,
and similar to the work of the cross,
基督的救赎又显在这里。
Christ's redemption can be seen here.
人不能靠自己的功德行为,
That man cannot be made righteous by works.
人必须要借着羔羊或者借着这一个牲畜的皮来遮盖我们。
That man needs the lamb of God or the skin here to cover them.
然后接下来亚伯,
and later Abel,
献一只, 头身的羊羔,
And Abel had offered up the firstlings of the flock to the Lord.
神在这里又让我们看见，人只有借着这只羊羔，他的宝血，他的救赎，人从今以后才有那一条回到神面前的路。
And here God has shown us that it is only through offering the sacrificial lamb that man can be redeemed and can come before God.
在这里，神再一次把这个十字架的工作显明了出来。And
here God shows us the work of the cross.
只有借着十字架才能有一条路，我们回到神的面前。It
is only through the way of the cross that we can come before God.
这是神心中所定义必须要成全的。
And this is what God has purposed in his heart.
那我们知道十字架，刚刚我们所唱的那一首诗歌，是神的义跟神的慈爱所交汇的一个地方。
And like the hymn we sang before, God's loving kindness and God's righteousness is where they meet. Loving kindness and truth is where they meet together.
在诗篇第85篇第10节那里讲到。
In Psalm chapter 85 verse 10, it tells us.
慈爱和诚实彼此相遇,
that loving kindness and truth have met together.
公义和平安彼此相交,
and righteousness and peace have kissed each other.
我们看见神是一位公义的神,
we see that God is a righteous God.
圣经告诉我们, 罪若不流血,
And the Bible tells us that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. And the consequences, the wages of sin is death. That God's righteousness needs to have the preeminence.
Have to be sustained.
God's righteousness has to be sustained.
公义和公平是他宝座的根基。
That God, the righteousness and peace is the foundation of God's throne.
因为撒旦的犯罪,
because when Satan sinned,
因他的不义,
because of his unrighteousness,
神必须要维持他在这宇宙中的公义和公平。
God needed to sustain his righteousness and justice.
但是神，他的慈爱，他要成就的工作，又必须成全在人的身上。But
God, because of God's loving kindness, He wanted to perform a work in the lives of humans.
所以，公义和慈爱如何能够调和在一起？
So righteousness and loving kindness have met together.
神 为了达到这一个,
when God has attain this,
他就借着十字架的工作来成就。
He can use the work of the cross to accomplish this.
一面把他的公义完全表明出来。
On one hand, to reveal his righteousness,
另一面把他的慈爱也完全的在那里表达出来。
And also to reveal his loving kindness.
十字架不仅是神, 公义和慈爱的表现。
The cross is not only a revealing of God's loving kindness and righteousness.
十字架也是神在创世以前就已经定规。
But the cross is also something that God had ordained even before the foundation of the earth.
很多人以为神, 十字架的工作不过, 是一个临时拯救的办法。
A lot of people believe that the work of the cross is
a temporary solution. 所以他看见人失败了，他好像遇到一个突发状况，所以呢，他必须要紧急的去拯救这一件事情。
So they say that see that man has fallen, so they temporarily find the solution of the crucifixion to save them.
但是我们如果从 圣经里面来看，这是神在永世之前按着他的预知呢，他明白神所造的人有一天会犯罪。
But when we read the Bible, we can see that even before the foundation of the earth, God had known that man would sin, so he prepared this beforehand.
所以神呢，就在那里定规，这一个十字架的救赎。
So God had ordained this redemptive work of the cross.
我们刚刚一开头所读的，神他赐给我们这个拯救的恩典，这个恩典在万古之间，在基督耶稣里就已经赐给了我们。And
we read earlier that before the foundation of the world, God had already prepared this salvation for us.
并且彼得也告诉我们。And
Peter also tells us,
他说我们得救呢，不是靠着金银等物。
And 1 Peter tells us that we are not redeemed with gold and silver.
乃是靠着耶稣基督的宝血。
But with the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
并且耶稣基督呢，是在创世以前就被神所知道了。
And the Lord Jesus actually foreknown before the foundation of the world.
所以神借着 他的预知，他在永世以前就已经把这个救赎的工作、十字架的工作已经定规好了。So
God had already prepared this way and work of the cross before him, for God had foreknown all of these things.
十字架的工作实在是神的智慧。And
the work of the cross is God's wisdom.
犹太人要神迹。And
the Jews seek for sign.
希利尼人求智慧,
and Greeks search for wisdom.
保罗说我们却传钉十字架的基督。
But Paul says we preach Christ crucified.
基督在犹太人在希利尼人, 实在是神的智慧神的能力。
That here we see that the cross is God's wisdom and God's power.
所以我们接下来就要来看
So now we'll see the Lord Jesus being crucified.
因着神定规这个十字架的工作来成就他永远的心意。
Because God had prepared this work of the cross beforehand.
神的方法就是借着基督来定十字架。
God's way is through the Lord Jesus being crucified on the cross.
他能够把 神的公义，神的慈爱，在十字架上完全的表明出来。
Only the Lord Jesus hanging on the cross can reveal God's righteousness and loving kindness.
基督他乃是神的羔羊。
Christ is the Lamb of God.
要除去世人的罪孽。
Who takes away the sin of the world.
所以我们刚刚开始读的罗马书第三章那里。
So when we read before Romans chapter 3,
他说世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
It said that for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
神在我们的身上, 所做的乃是有一个荣耀的计划。
What God has done in our lives is for the purpose of a glorification in mind.
但是当人犯了罪以后，已经亏缺了神那一个荣耀。
But when man sinned, we had fallen short of God's the plan of the glory of God.
所以二十四节告诉我们，如今却蒙神的恩典。
So in verse 24 tells us, being justified as a gift by His grace.
因基督耶稣的救赎就白白的称义。
Through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
我们借着耶稣基督我们蒙神的恩典。
That we have received God's grace.
我们能够白白的称义。
And that we can be justified.
并不是说神因为怜悯我们，我们犯罪的人，神说：“好吧，我一切都赦免你们。”
It's not that God has, because we've sinned, and God says, "Okay, I forgive you," and that's it.
中间的这一句话非常的重要。
But this middle portion is very important.
因基督耶稣的救赎。
Through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
若不是借着耶稣基督的救赎，神不能够不义而赦免我们的罪。
Because of the redemptive work of Christ Jesus, God cannot just forgive us without any conditions because He's also a righteous God.
神赦免我们的罪，必须要有一个代罪的羔羊来成为我们的赎罪。
So in order for us to be redeemed,God and for God to forgive us of our sins, God needed to prepare a lamb to be our sin offering.
所以这一个能够成为我们称义的根据。
So this could be our means of justification.
称义乃是表明我们在神面前是完全没有罪，我们是对的。
To be justified means that we can come before God sinless.
我们乃是借着耶稣基督的救赎。
And this is entirely through the redemptive work of Christ.
这是神一个恩典。
And this is God's grace.
就着我们来说，我们看见是神的恩典，我不用付任何代价，是一个白白接受过来。
So God's grace in which we receive the salvation through no works of our own is a gift.
但是就着神这一面来说，却是神付了极重大的代价。
But from the perspective of God, God had to pay a great price.
是借着他的儿子耶稣基督必须要在十字架上流血舍命。
It is through his beloved son, the Lord Jesus, shedding his blood and dying on the cross.
才能够成就满足神的公义。
That is able to meet and fulfill the righteous demands of God.
并且借着耶稣基督的救赎，神的慈爱才能够临到我们这一般相信的人。
And it is through the redemption of Christ Jesus that God's love can come to those of us who believe.
所以十字架的工作是何等的宝贵。
So the work of the cross is very precious.
没有人可以为我们付这一个代价。
No one can pay the price for us.
也没有人有资格可以付这一个代价。
And no one
is qualified
to pay the price for us.
只有神的儿子愿意付上这一个代价的时候，我们人才能够蒙恩典。
Only when God's Son is willing to pay the price can we be saved by grace.
所以他这里二十五节告诉我们，神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。
So here in verse 25, it tells us that whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith, this was to demonstrate His righteousness.
这里挽回祭更明确的讲，乃是。神借着耶稣做我们的施恩座。
So here it's telling us that, and here where it says propitiation, it's telling us that the Lord Jesus is our mercy seat.
借着耶稣基督，神可以让我们施恩典。
Through the Lord Jesus, God can pour out His grace to us.
那里有神的公义得到满足。
There, God's righteousness could be fulfilled.
那里神可以向人施恩典，赐下他的慈爱。
There, God can pour out His grace and His love.
这是借着耶稣基督的宝血。
And this is through the blood of Jesus.
但是人必须要借着一个简单的信心。
But man needs to receive this through a simple faith.
神的救赎已经预备在那里。
God's redemption has already been prepared.
当人愿意相信接受的时候，
When man is willing to receive Him,
我们就要在神面前称义。
We can then be justified.
不论贫富贵贱， Regardless you are rich, poor,
Regardless of whether you're rich or poor,
我们都在神面前凭着羔羊的血，我们蒙拯救。
We are all saved by the blood of the Lamb.
这是神啊，他要显明他的公义。
And this is how God wants to show His work.
他不能白白的赦免我们的罪，再说。
He cannot just freely just forgive our sins.
必须先有一只羊羔。
The first needs to be an anointed, the Lamb of God,
为我们的罪流血舍命,
to shed blood and die for us,
让我们满足神公义的要求,
so that we can meet the requirements of God's righteousness,
神的恩典就能够完全的临到我们,
and then God's grace can come to us.
为这时间的缘故, 我们只能够简单的讲这一些。
So for time's sake, we can only share up to this.
十字架的成就并且带来了复活的生命。
The accomplished work of the cross has also brought eternal life.
我们得救不仅在神面前称义，我们得到生命。
Not only are we redeemed, but we also receive life.
我们十字架也叫我们与神和好。
And the cross also helps us to be reconciled to God.
十字架更是主耶稣从死里复活之后，他按着麦基洗德的等次永远为大祭司。
And it is according to the priesthood of Melchizedek that he can be our great high priest.
他今天在父宝座的右边为我们常时代求。
And he is now seated at the right hand of God, daily interceding for us.
让我们这一班啊蒙拯救的人能够被拯救到底。
So that those of us who are saved are saved to the very end.
这些都是基督在十字架上所成就的工作。
And this is all the result of the work of Christ Jesus.
这是神极大的智慧。
And this is God's wisdom.
救恩借着基督在十字架上面是何等的全备。
That salvation through the Lord Jesus is complete.
盼望在我们中间还有许多慕道的朋友。
We hope that if there are any friends among us,
愿主开启我们的心,
may God enlighten the eyes of our hearts,
基督的十字架是我们唯一的拯救,
that the cross of the Lord Jesus is our only way of salvation.
只有借着他, 我们才能够回到神的面前。
It is only through Him that we can come to God.
接下来我们再交通一点。关乎我们必须背十字架来跟随主。
Next, we want to share on us taking up our cross to follow Him.
我们刚刚所读的圣经呢，讲到我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
Before we had read that by grace we are saved through faith.
借着信心我们蒙了拯救。
By grace we are saved.
并且他讲到我们原是啊，他手中的工作或者是杰作。
And we had also read before that we are His workmanship.
这个杰作当然是指着我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，将来神要把我们做成像他的儿子耶稣基督那个荣耀的形象。
That we as His workmanship will be continually molded and conformed to the glorious image of His Son.
那除了我们是他的杰作以外，他并且他告诉我们啊，主要我们行善乃是借着
Not only are we his workmanship, but we are also God prepared us beforehand so that we would walk in them.
我们他在我们每一个人身上都有一个很美好的定规呢，要来行神的旨意。
And God wants all of us to live our lives in accordance with His will.
那这一句话呢，在新约圣经里面，因为时间的缘故，我们不太读了，至少有四五次的地方同样提到类似的话。
And because of time constraint, we're not going to touch on it, but there are four or five other places in the Bible that speaks about this.
那这一句话主要中心的点就是我们得救的人被神一直工作不断的预备达到他儿子那个荣耀的形象。
Where once we are saved, God continues to work in us to conform us so that we can be conformed to the image of His Son.
那另外一方面我们能够行神
And on the other hand, we should walk in accordance to His will.
今天这个意念非常的重要，就是我们得救之后呢。
Today, this principle is very important that after we're saved,
我们在基督教的里面可以看见许多的人就一头埋到工作的里面去。
That in the Christian faith, all of us can begin working.
我们好像觉得我们一蒙恩得救，我能够上天堂，已经够了。
A lot of us may feel that once I'm saved, as long as I can go to heaven, that's enough for me.
我现在要做的就是好好的在那里为主做工。And
what I need to do is to work faithfully for the Lord.
但是圣经给我们的启示却是说，我们必须要不断的在基督里长进。But
the Bible tells us in numerous places that we need to continue to press on to grow.
长成满有基督的荣形,
to grow and have this maturity and image of Christ.
好，那怎样才能够达到满有基督的荣形呢?
How can we have this image of Christ?
主耶稣在, 从死里复活对着门徒所吩咐的话,
So when the Lord Jesus rose from the dead, he had some words for his disciples.
他说,
he said that all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations.
注意这一句话,
take heed to these words, to make disciples of all the nations.
门徒乃是跟随主的人。
Disciples are those who follow the Lord.
这里不是讲说使万民做我的信徒。
It's not saying that for all the nations to be my believers.
不是 believers only.
Not to be believers only.
是 discipleship.
It's discipleship.
做我的门徒。
To be my disciples.
所以 什么是做主的门徒?
So what does it mean to be the Lord's disciple?
跟随主的人,
to be those who follow the Lord. To learn of their master.
所以主耶稣对彼得说呢,若有人要跟从我,
so that's why the Lord said to Peter, if anyone wishes to come after me,
就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我,
to take up his cross and follow me.
人若想要救自己的生命就要失去生命。
For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it.
人若失去自己的生命就要得着生命。
But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it.
这个生命呢是指着魂生命说的。
This life is speaking of the life of the soul.
所以主耶稣要我们跟从他呢, 乃是让我们背起十字架来跟随他。
So when the Lord tells us to follow, when he speaks of following after him, when we follow after him and take up our cross, what's being saved is our soul life. Our soul life is a center of our life.
我们这个人所发表出来的就是我们的魂。
What we reveal as a person is our soul life.
当然我们的中心是在灵里头。
Of course, it's in the spirit.
我们得救的时候, 主的生命已经住在我们的灵里头。
When we are saved, the Lord's life dwells in our spirit.
但是我们发表出来的时候是我们的魂。
But what we express comes from our soul.
所以我们 开始来讨论三个事情。
So we want to share on three points.
第一件, 为什么我需要背十字架来跟随主。
First point, why do I need to take up the cross to follow the Lord?
虽然主是这样讲,
even though the Lord says this,
但是在我们常常会发出这个问题。
But a lot of times we have this mistake, a problem.
我们常常觉得我是一个好人。
A lot of times we think that we're a good person.
我也承认我犯了罪。
And I confess that I sin.
我也很多地方的缺陷。
And I have a lot of weaknesses.
但是大致上我是一个很好的。
But as a whole, I think I'm a good person.
我有很多的知识能力才干，我可以来服侍主。
I have a lot of wisdom and talents and material possessions that I can use to serve the Lord.
也许我 所谓十字架的工作就是把我那些不好的改变，这样我就完全。
And for me to take up the cross is to just tweak some of my weaknesses.
但是圣经给我们看见,
But the Bible shows us
神在我们身上的工作不是改良我们。
But God's work in us is not to reform us,
或者是change, 啊,
not to change.
神的工作乃是把我们这个人完全的拆毁。
God's work is to completely break us.
重新在他儿子生命的里面建造我们。
That from the life of Christ to rebuild us up.
也许我们知道我们有许多天然的美好。
Even though we may have a lot of natural gifts,
神不需要这些。
God does not need these.
我们从摩西的身上我们可以看见,
and we can see this in the life of Moses.
摩西学尽埃及一切的学问,
Moses was a learned man in Egypt.
说话行事,
he was a man of deeds and power.
但是我们知道当摩西出来要拯救他以色列百姓的时候,
but we know that when Moses came out to save his people, the Israelites,
他用他的才干,
he used his natural talents.
他用他的能力,
he used his natural strength.
他只能够用一个拳头打死一个埃及人。
He could only use his fist to kill an Egyptian.
当他听见法老发怒的时候,
when he found out that Pharaoh was angry,
他就落荒而逃。
So he fled.
并且他的口才,
and his ability to speak eloquently,
不能够说服,
was not able to earn the respect of the two Israelites that were fighting.
在仇敌的面前, 不是凭着属血气的, 在仇敌面前征战。
We do not war with flesh and blood against the enemy.
十字架的工作必须在摩西的身上成全。
And the work of the cross needed to be worked in the life of Moses.
把他带到一个地步, 当他神在40年后呼召他的时候,
to bring him to a point where after God called him 40 years later,
他说我的年纪已经衰老,
Moses has said that I am advanced, I'm old in age.
我是一个左口笨舌的人,
I am a slow in speech.
我没有办法去带领你的百姓出埃及。
I'm unable to lead your people out of Egypt.
只有靠着基督复活生命的能力, 才有那一个能大能把在埃及的以色列人带出来。
It is only through the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus that Moses was able to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
我想在彼得的身上, 在保罗的身上, 我们同样看到这一个属灵的原则。
And we can see the same spiritual principle in the life of Paul and Peter.
第二个,
second point,
什么是我的十字架?
What is my cross?
很多弟兄姊妹,
and a lot of brothers and sisters ask this question.
第一方面，我们知道不是凭着我们天然人好。
On one hand, we know that it's not by our natural strengths.
好，那什么是我的十字架？
So then, what is my cross?
我想十字架最主要拆毁啊我们天然肉体的基。
I think that the cross is to get rid of our natural flesh.
我们当我们的旨意我们心中所想跟神的旨意相违背的时候
that when what we desire to do and what God desires for us to do is in conflict
神的工作必须要在我们的身上能够行过去
that God's work needs to be executed
所以当我们的心所想望的跟主的旨意有相违背的时候
So when our what we desire in our hearts is different than what God desires for us to do
十字架就临到我们的身上
Then the cross, the work of the cross is in our life
乃是要叫我们这一个人的意志能够降服在神的旨意的里头
That our will would submit to the will of God
我们这一个人也有许多天然人所带来的败坏不像我们的主。
And we also, in our natural man, have a lot of weaknesses that is not like our Lord Jesus.
十字架的工作借着环境要把基督更多的组织在我们的身上。
And the work of the cross is to have more of Christ in us.
十字架不是一次就成全。
It's not where the work of the cross happens once and then it's, the work is done.
神的十字架的功课在我们每一个人的身上乃是按着我们生命的度量一步一步带领我们
God's homework through the work of the cross is something that happens day by day, step by step in our life
在旧约里面有一个清楚的图画
In the Old Testament there's a clear picture of this
当以色列人去攻打迦南地的时候
When the Israelites went to fight for the land of Canaan
神说我不将迦南七族的人一次让你们消灭。I don't let the seven tribes of Canaan be destroyed at once.
Oh, God did not want the seven tribes of Canaan to be destroyed at once.
神呢，乃是把许多的仇敌仍然留着。
God still kept a lot of the enemies still there.
你们以后在信心的里面去攻打他们。
That later on in faith you can battle them.
十字架，神是神亲自量给我们最大的智慧。
And the cross is the greatest wisdom from God.
乃是借着圣灵，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
That the Holy Spirit can redeem man.
我们不要把人工的十字架加给人。
We don't want to give the work of the cross to other people.
十字架一面来说是拆毁。
On one hand, the work of the cross is to destroy.
但是最积极的意义是建立。
But the main purpose is to build up.
建立是圣灵的工作。
And building up is the work of the Holy Spirit.
人工的十字架带来只是一个拆毁。
Man's work is to destroy.
不能够建立人。
It cannot build up man.
但是另外一面来说
But on the flip side,
我们存着什么样的心思我们来背十字架。
What kind of mindset should we have when we take up our cross?
我非常喜欢那个有一个年长的弟兄叫 Devon Franke, 他所做的比喻。
I really like an example from an elder brother named Devon Franke.
Franke 弟兄呢跟我们讲呢，我们一个对于十字架的态度，英文有两个字。
Brother Franke said that our attitude towards the cross should be twofold. There's two words in English.
有一个字叫做 react.
One word is react.
另外一个字叫 response.
And the other word is response.
React 是当圣灵把十字架的功课带给我们的时候呢，我们 有一个直接的反应出来。
React is when the work of the Holy Spirit comes to us, we have an immediate response.
就像你拿一个球呢，用力把它打到地上去的时候，它马上就弹回来。
It's as if when you bounce a ball on the ground, it immediately bounces back up.
这个弹回来表明呢，我们这个天然人对于主所量给我们的十字架，我们里面用血气把它弹回去。
So it's when the Holy Spirit has worked for us, and our natural man immediately reacts back.
我们不愿意接受十字架的工作。
And we're not willing to receive the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们不够用着天然人，我们把它反应回去。
And so we react with our natural man.
不管是我们的难处。
Doesn't matter if it's our difficulties.
不管是我们的困苦。
Or our sufferings.
我们为自己找出路。
We find excuses for ourselves.
我们为自己辩驳。
And we defend ourselves.
我们用各种天然的办法。
We find all different natural ways.
我们做一个反应。
To have a reaction.
另外一个 response.
The other word, response.
Response 是当十字架的功课临到我的时候。
Response is when the homework from the work of the cross is upon me.
也许我不明白。
I may not understand it.
我对主说，主啊，这件事情临到我。
But I say, Lord, this has happened to me.
你要我学什么功课？
What would you like me to learn?
求你更多让我明白。
May you help me to understand.
或者说我明白了，我说主啊，愿你赐恩典，我愿意学这个功课。
Or to say, Lord, I understand. May you give me the grace so that I can learn the lesson.
这是对主所量给我们十字架一个回应。
And this is our response to the measure of the work of the cross that God has allotted to us.
当我们有这个回应的时候，
So when we have this response,
我们就能够得到这个十字架所带来给我们一面的拆毁，并且一面从生命来的建造。
Then when we have this response, then we can receive the breaking down and also the building up.
神要在他的教会里面建造是一个极荣耀的。
And what God wants is something glorious.
不是神从我们天然生命从世界里头带进他的建造里头。
He does not want us to bring what we have to offer from our natural selves to his glorious church.
他的儿子是这样的尊贵荣耀独一。
His son is so honorable, so glorious, and the only begotten son.
这一位与他相配的心腹就是教会，就是我们这一班人，也必须能够与他的尊贵荣耀相配。
And the bride for his son has to also be honorable and glorious to be able to match the son.
我们不能常常想说我的好可以带进这一个建造。
We can't say that the good in me can be brought to help with the building up process.
一切都在基督的生命里。
All of these things are in the life of Christ.
才能够被建造，被带进这个荣耀的里头。
That we can be built up into glory.
这是十字架最重要，在我们每一个人工作那个积极的一面。
And this is a very important work in the life of the church.
只有教会在这样的光景中被建立起来的时候，
It is only when the church is built up in this way,
神的心意才能够成就，
that God's will can be done.
所以我们看见整个十字架的工作，不管在神，在基督的身上，在我们的身上，神的心意是一致，没有改变。
So we see that God's work of the cross, whether it's in the Lord or the saints or the work of the cross, it's one will of God and has not changed.
但愿主在我们身上给我们一个开启。
May God give us this revelation.
但愿我们里面对主有一个回应。
That we would have a response. to the Lord, that we'd be willing to take up our cross and follow the Lord. We thank the Lord. God's grace is sufficient for us. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for your grace. Your wisdom and your power is something that we cannot comprehend, but it surpasses all things. And what you have ordained, it will come to pass. We want to give thanks for the words which you've given to us. May the Holy Spirit continue to shed light in us, so that our hearts may have a response. Lord, we are willing to take up our cross and follow you. Even though many times we are weak and we fall, but we know that by trusting in the Lord, He will save us to the very end. Because you are the merciful and faithful great high priest. You have been tempted in all things, yet without sin. And when we come draw near to your throne of grace, we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. May your will be accomplished in the church. May your glory stand forever. We give all the glory, worship, and thanks to you. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.